Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Slava Dunkov, oil and gas analyst at Aton. We're happy to welcome you at Bashneft Financial Year 2011 conference call, organized by Investment Bank Aton together with Bashneft. And now I would like to give a word to the head of IR department, Maria Radina.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our results conference call. Today with us, we have our CEO, Alexander Korsik, our CFO, Alexei Kurich, and Igor Marchenko, Vice President for Strategy and Development. Now, I will read a short disclaimer. Certain statements in this presentation may contain assumptions or forecasts with respect to forthcoming events within Bashneft Group. The words expect, estimate, intend, will, could, and similar expressions identify forward-looking statements. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that the actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and or circumstances occurring after the above-mentioned day or to reflect the occurrence of the anticipated event. Many factors could cause the actual results of Bashneft Group to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, amongst others, the deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market changes in our industry, as well as many other risks especially. And now I would like to hand over to our CEO, Alexander Korsik, who will update you on our results for the previous year.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are. Thank you very much for joining us in this conference call. I'll try not to waste a lot of your time because probably you read all the data about our results of 2011. I'd like just to spend some time on bringing your attention to major points of last year. It was not a bad year for us. We increased our production by almost 7% and we reached the level of 15 million tons plus, is the optimal level of production for Bashneft at this stage. The criteria which define the level of production are very simple. It's maximization of NPV from our upstream, and second one, the best standards in reservoir development. We increased revenues, we increased EBITDA, we increased operational cash flow. We managed to reduce by almost 17% net debt. Those are major financials, but you've seen the numbers and you know all the details of that. Some major events of the last year. First of all, it's acquisition of a Trepstitov license, or let's say the government granted us this license. We made a deal with Lukoil. In accordance with that deal, in line with that deal, the license was transferred to daughter company of Bashneft, Bashneft Polyus, and 25% stake in this company was sold to Lukoil in exchange for money and access to infrastructure which belongs to Lukoil in the region. Altogether, it enabled us to start production in the fields much earlier than if we had tried to do it on our own, and it increases the value of the fields, of course. We acquired some gathering stations. First of all, it's Orenburg Neftiprodukt in Orenburg region. We consolidated former acquisitions, which was called ASPEC. Right now it's Bashneft Udmurtia and Bashneft Region, two companies. One of them is a company which owns retail network in the region of Udmurtia. Another one is dealing with small sale operations, small wholesale operations in different regions of Russia. In the end of the year, we acquired a retail network in Yekaterinburg, one of the most important regions for us in development of our retail retail network, which is quite good, and I believe it is a foothold in a new region which will be able to develop. We made a global restructuring of our credit portfolio, and our cost of debt has become lower. We started to increase our potential for upstream development. We won a couple of tenders in Bashkiria, which was quite natural because probably there were no competitors for us, bearing in mind that we have infrastructure in the region. And we acquired three areas for exploration in the Nenets Autonomous region, which we believe are quite prosperous, which have a great potential, and it's a natural thing to do because we have traps in Titov, and we are trying to consolidate our efforts in one or two regions, not to have them dispersed all over the country. Roughly, that's all if to talk about major events, except probably for another one. We increased the capability of our managerial team, bringing some more talented people into it. Among them, I would mention Mikhail Stavsky, who is right now first vice president for upstream, and Yuri Krasnevsky, who is the chief geologist with extensive experience of working in geology all over the Russia. In fact, that's all what I can tell you about major results of last year. Probably we should add some continuation of these efforts which happened during this year. We started, as long as you know, the process of consolidation of minorities in our refineries and retail networks, so-called project single share. We received Moody's rating, which is Ba2 and stable, which I believe is not the top level we could have reached, but it's quite good for us for the time being. We acquired three new exploration licenses, again, in the Nenets Autonomous region, and yesterday we acquired retail network in Kurgan region, which is one of regions of our strategic development of retail network. But those are major results. Probably I shouldn't waste more of your time on these issues. You know basically everything about the company. We're trying to be quite transparent in everything we are doing, and now we are ready to answer any of your questions. Please go ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypads now if you would like to ask a question following today's presentation. If you change your mind or would like to remove your question, please press star followed by two. As a reminder, that's star followed by one to ask a question. And our first question today is from Alexander Korniev from Prosperity Capital. Alexander, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for your presentation and quite good results for the last quarter. I have a question on domestic refined products wholesale that on the revenue. It seems that your realized product prices at the wholesale level domestically improved quite strongly in the last quarter. Maybe you can tell us if you have changed like marketing approach, or you changed a point at which you are selling the refined product prices. And second question on the transportation cost, was there anything else except for a decline in export volume of refined products that contributed to such quote-unquote decline in transportation costs? Thank you.
The first question, what has happened to our wholesale prices? There is no single reason for improvement. It's just a general work of the company, the general work of our downstream. It's better planning of our refineries operations, better slate of the products, better directions of sales, better directions of exports, the optimal basket of products, like that. no single reason, just normal operational work of the company, which aims at improving profitability at each stage. I couldn't mention any particular factor which made which was the most important in this respect. As to transportation costs, they went down mostly because we were exporting less, and that's the major reason for the reduction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question today comes from Max Moshkov from UBS Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, thank you very much for a brief presentation. And the question is probably quite simple, but I like to know what was the reason behind the increase in the estimated taxation claims potential as of the end of last year. According to the financial statements, it increased from $184 million to $550 million. Thank you.
Gentlemen, your line is open. Would you like to answer the question?
Yes, it's an additional excise duties that we have reflected in the accounts for 2011 in comparison to 2010, an increase in excise duties.
Thank
you. If we got the question right.
So yes, thank you. And would you expect that? I mean, what's the probability of this potential tax claim is to be realized?
The probability is low.
Okay, thank you.
The next question today is from Alex Vak from Troika. Alex, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the conference call. A quick question about Shebs and Titov. What part of the 2011 upstream CAPEX, $490 million, what part of that was invested in the project? And also, could you give us guidance for the capital expenditures on Shebs in 2012?
Sorry, could you repeat the question in terms of how much we invested already in 2010?
Right, in
2011.
Sorry, 2011. That's right, yeah. And how much you plan to invest in 2012 as well in Shebs?
So the overall CapEx for 2011 was around 7 billion rubles. That's not just the share of Bashnia, that's all together.
Okay. And in 2012?
Well, this is the information that we shared with you last time, the projection for 2012, and it's not changed. That's somewhere around 12 to 13 billion rubles.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question today comes from Alexander Kurevnin from VTB. Alexander, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for your presentation. Just a small question with regard to a decrease in oil products retail volume sales, especially on the back of an increase in the retail size amount. What is the reason? Thank you.
It's just a seasonal deviation of sales volumes, because during winter time people are using much less gasoline than during other seasons, nothing else. It was expected and it's in line with our business planning.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. And our next question today comes from Alexander Morin from Sovlink. Alexander, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have three questions on company structure. First question, why is the discount between preferred shares and ordinary shares of subsidiaries exceeds the discount between the preferred and ordinary shares of Bashneft? Second question is, can you update the information about claims of minority shareholders on Titov and TREPS fields? And last question is, what is estimated size of the dividend for 2011? Thank you.
The first question about discounts.
Mm-hmm.
We have an independent valuation, and we cannot have any input into that valuation. It was done by independent company, so we cannot even discuss these discounts. It was done without our participation. As to minorities' claim about Treps and Titov, I believe it's hardly serious claim. Because if you look carefully at what the minority shareholder is asking, he is, or she is asking to recall the license from Bashneft Polyus in order to increase, let's say, the profitability of Bashneft. But it's contrary to the logic. So it sounds quite strange, and we do not take it really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
As to dividends, of course, we know the approximate number. It's in our business plan. But before the decisions of the board of directors and the general meeting of shareholders are made, we cannot disclose this figure. Tomorrow we have a board of directors which will make a decision on which amount of dividends to recommend to the shareholders meeting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sorry, not tomorrow, on Monday. Sorry.
On Monday, okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please be reminded, if you would like to ask a question, to press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And our next question today comes from Andrei Gromadin from JP Morgan. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I have just two small questions. First one is on product sales. I wonder, how do you manage to raise CIS product sales volumes so considerably in fourth quarter? What's the main country you are selling products in? And second question is about SG&A costs. Have you seen that in the fourth quarter, it's basically SG&A costs halved, and last year, fourth quarter was the time of some bonus payments, we were told. And just looking for an answer in the report itself, it seems that the compensation, the directors and other key managers' wages and salaries decreased dramatically in 2011 from about $42 million in 2010 to $24 million. Could you just clarify what's the issue here? Thank you.
Well, if you look at the SG&A and if you look at the management compensation, it actually differs from year to year, both in terms of the amount and also in terms of the where it's attributed and to which period it's actually attributed. And also, as you know, for the last 2 years, the number of managers and the actual managers has changed within a company, and obviously you should realize that each manager has its own contract, and they do differ. So this is why you really cannot compare one figure to another. But you're right that it's actually decreased, which is good in economic sense. And could you please clarify the first question in terms of the product slate?
On products, the question was how the company how does the company manage to raise volume to CIS country, sales volume to CIS countries so significantly in fourth quarter, and what's the main country of products destination?
Well, what we were trying to do, we were trying to increase our revenues and net profit, and we are choosing the best destinations which were bringing the best value for us. How? Well, I frankly don't have an explanation. We were just doing our job and trying to get the best value for the company. Why particular destinations? Well, there were some, let's say, not requests from the government. It wasn't a request from the government. The government wished that we accumulated some gasoline from for spring season, which we were doing. Everything else was our work, and we were trying to get the best of the situation which existed.
Thank you very much. And,
well, probably you're comparing us to other companies, but I don't know why other companies were not doing the same what we were doing. It might be that they have done better in other directions, but we were doing best, bearing in mind our slate of the products, our best destinations, like that. Thank you.
Thank you. I just had an impression that it's quite competitive markets. I mean, CIS, Kazakhstan, and Belarus, because of no export duties there. And could you just follow up on?
I really appreciate your question. It means that we've done a great job. Probably you could pass it to our shareholders.
I totally agree. Just a very quick follow-up on the second one. Could you clarify what kind of SG&A costs we can expect on a quarterly basis? Just what kind of seasonality should we assume in the models going forward? Because it seems quite volatile item. It was almost $200 million in third quarter, and in fourth quarter it's just $100 million. Just kind of more color if you have it. Thank you.
Well, in terms of how SG&A should look, you know, for the time to come, then I would say that the third quarter is actually is something that we should take forward with us. Obviously, we might have some one-offs during 2012 and beyond that will have will show a correction in SG&A. But, you know, apart from what we see today, I would say that, you know, it looks normal now. In a way, it's somewhere around $100 to $150 million.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And we have no further questions coming through, so I would like to hand back to the team from Bashneft to make any closing comments following today's call.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for participating in this conference call. There were not too many questions. It means that we're doing approximately in line with the expectations of the market, and it's great news for us that we're doing what is expected of us. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.